Welcome everyone, this is Franco.
And I'm Naven.
And we're going to do something a little different. And what we're going to do is we're going to go at length into several topics. And I'm going to outline what it is in the description below. And for those listening on the podcast, it'll make things easier. That way, you know, if you don't want to listen to about certain things, then you can just skip ahead. Well, all right. So the first topic on the agenda, so to speak, is the update on Destiny.
Now, well, the battle of the updates.
The battle, yes.
You've got the Destiny update and the Division update, and they both drop on the same day. The Destiny update gives you, like,
this whole list of things.
They added some new weapons. They added some new shaders to make you look like the Taken.
Right. There's a light level increase.
There's a light level increase.
You're at 335. Yeah, 335 now.
How annoying. Like, every time you get to a specific light level in Destiny, they move the bar. Like, yes, I'm finally at 320. Next week, we're going to change to 399.
Yeah. Or 335, as it were. But anyway, so, but here's the thing, though. It seems like they're making it a little easier for you to get to that one particular light level.
Well, it's super easy now, because now you legitimately don't need to play the raids anymore. Because before, you needed to play the raid on hard mode, which was how it should be. Like, mm-hmm. If you play the game in hard mode, then you're obviously probably a better player than someone that just plays it in normal.
Mm-hmm.
So you should have better gear than that person. But now, like, with this new light level, like, legitimately any Tom, Dick, and Harry can get it, because it's not like it's on any super challenging
mm-hmm.
mode. Because one of the things, like, if you get a new drop, that it automatically will raise your light level by one level?
Yeah, it's sort of like, basically if you're like a 320, the your minimum guaranteed to get with exotic and legendary engrams is you'll get a 321. And now when you infuse that with another weapon or another class item or whatever it is, it's a one-to-one exchange. Because before there's this whole freaking like math equation that you had to come out with and to see whether or not if you had a 301 and you were going to fold a 310 and what was going to happen. Fuck no, who knows?
I'm just glad that it's free so annoying before when Destiny, like,
you have to
pay for everything.
There's a proviso to that. It's only free if you've gotten the Taken King DLC. So if you're on the vanilla Destiny, this is not a free update.
And what was it, a mission or something they added?
Here's another thing that kind of, you know, chaps my ass, basically, is they have, like, there's this sniper rifle that's basically similar to, Icebreaker. But, and you're like, oh, you know, it's all amazing, and it's an Icebreaker, and there's a chance to get it, and it's at 335, but it's a PlayStation exclusive.
Again with this PlayStation exclusive stuff.
Right.
So, and are they Xbox exclusives too?
Hell no. Microsoft didn't cough up the money for that.
But what's the difference though? It's like, I'm gonna give you, and wait, what happens now when they said they're gonna do this cross-platform gaming where people on PlayStation can play against people on Xbox? Because now you have different weapons for different people. So, how does that work?
Well, the same way you would with any freaking games. You still have different weapons for different people. I mean,
no, but, like, now you have access to a weapon that I don't. So, if your weapon, for example, like when Vex Mythic Class popped off, like, back in the day, if you played Destiny from year one,
mm-hmm.
and it was super OP, everyone had it. PlayStation had it, and Xbox had it.
Or Thorn, or things like
that. If like, Hawkmoon, when PlayStation was the only place you could get Hawkmoon.
Yeah.
Had Hawkmoon, and Hawkmoon was like super OP. Then you're playing against me, and I don't have Hawkmoon because I'm on Xbox, and you're on PlayStation. Like, how is that supposed to work?
I guess the burden of whatever console you decided to buy it for. I'm in agreement that it's completely ridiculous, and you know, but whatever. It just makes me not want to buy the PlayStation version of it. The same reason why, you know, I haven't bought the new Street Fighter 5. I'm an avid Street Fighter, you know, fan, but all my, you know, I have all my achievements. I have everything on my Xbox Live. So I am not going to migrate that. I mean, I even have a PlayStation 4, but I don't play it that often because there aren't that many games that I like. And, you know, I'm not going to dedicate.
But they still do have a better control.
Yes.
Everyone knows that the PlayStation controller is superior to the Xbox controller in every way.
For certain things. Because I can't play
everything.
I can't play first-person shooters.
You're wrong.
No,
you're
wrong. I am not wrong. I can't play first-person shooters at all.
That's because you're not good.
Oh, I could be. That could be.
If you were better, then you'd be fine.
That's fine. All right, we'll go on that. All right, moving on to the Division update. We're going to post up a video explaining all the details on that. But essentially,
they gave all the crap ton of stuff.
It was
the patch, the one patch to end them all.
Pretty much. But
they added a new mission for sure.
Yeah.
They made changing to crafting, so crafting became more expensive.
Right.
There's trading now, so for those of you that need to trade things or you want to drop things to your friends,
mm-hmm.
now's the time to do it.
And also they did something with the weapons, the way they're classified. They copied, they're doing something similar to Destiny as far as like light level.
Well, that's your gear set. That's not just weapons. So that's like everything you have.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's so, basically, instead of being a level 30 and that was the max for Division, now they introduced the gear score, which, can be, I think, anything from like 100 to, I don't know what the max is. But basically, it's based on all of the gear that you have. So if you have all of the exotics or all of the yellows or all the high ends,
right?
Then you're gonna have a higher gear score than someone else. So it makes for parity in terms of players. So you know, okay, hey, this guy is, you know, he's got a similar gear level to me. So if they matchmake you and they put you in submission, at least you know everyone's on par with everybody else. Unlike what it is now, where they put you into matchmaking and someone is really, really horrible and some mm-hmm. other people are really, really good and you're still in the same mission. You're always every 10 minutes, this guy's dead and you have to revive him. This guy's dead, you have to revive him. So,
yeah. So at least they took that sort of, you know, they're making the game better and, you know, I'm happy about that. Cause
and they did add the what's the other thing? They added the camera. So when you die now,
yes, that's right.
You got that third person camera, mm-hmm. so you're not just stuck on your dead body. You can go like to your friend's person and like look around and have that like omnipotent view and help them out and you know tell them about bad guys.
I think is what you're going for.
No, I'm gonna go with omnipotent. You know everything and see everything.
Okay, we'll go with that. So then, all right. So that's it for the Division. We're moving on to Doom. We're kind of slow when it comes to following Doom or certain games, but this one, I heard about it. I even like looked it up for the beta, but we just saw the trailer again. And in all honesty, I am not all that excited about it.
I mean, I haven't played a Doom in a really long time. I don't know that I'm gonna be playing this Doom either. Video game trailers rarely sell me on a video game. Like mm-hmm. I prefer gameplay.
Yeah.
Unless it's Uncharted, because, you know, Uncharted is just the movie that's masquerading
and
itself
as
a video game.
And The Last of Us was, like, amazing too.
Oh,
The Last of Us,
that, yeah. I'll buy that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw some of the gameplay too. The gameplay wasn't really anything spectacular. I think they were going for, like, super gory.
Right.
And maybe that's a fan base now that I didn't know about.
Yeah, and it's games. And I mean it's id Software, which they got bought out, if I remember correctly. They got bought out by Bethesda, and whenever that team comes out with a new game, it's more than likely a glorified tech demo where everything looks amazing or everything looks really, really good. But like the story is kind of, you know, very shallow. So it's, to me, it's more of a $60 sales pitch to a company so they can buy that gaming engine. Same way that Unreal sells their game engines to other video game companies. But yeah, so I mean, I'm not all that excited about it. And the multiplayer, it has multiplayer, but in all honesty, I'm not all that interested. And it's something that it'll wow you for maybe a week, if that, maybe even less, and maybe however long the campaign is, maybe like 10 or 15 hours, if
So okay. Check out the Doom software coming to a video game near you, is what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Now we're switching gears over to TV. First and foremost, we're going with Game of Thrones. Just saw the trailer for that.
Yeah, they did. They launched, what was it, the second trailer?
It was the second trailer.
Yeah, it was right. The second trailer they put out. And this one showed a lot more, like, I don't want to say, it's not war or action. Mm-hmm. I guess it was gearing up for war and action.
It was more for more plot, to tell you the truth. And
No, I think it was a really good teaser, because, like, mm-hmm. in the other, like, other teasers, or if you've ever seen a trailer from Warner Brothers, they give away the entire movie. With this Game of Thrones trailer, they sort of, they're leading up, they're like making you, they're getting you ready, they're doing what a trailer's supposed to do, and they're getting you ready to see what's going to happen mm-hmm. in this build-up to war. They're making it exciting for you.
Exactly.
So I thought, I mean, it was pretty cool. You got to see the dragon got bigger.
It did get a lot bigger, and also you get sort of like an update on what's going on with like Cersei and her son, and with Bran, I think there was.
Oh, is he back now? Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Was that him? I didn't.
That was him.
He's been gone for a while. So.
He's probably 40 by now. Yeah. So there you have him, and
you have the little snapshots of everybody. Right. So Arya and. Mm-hmm. Who I like to call the most useless character in all of Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. Sansa Stark. Uh-huh. No offense to the actress that plays her, mm-hmm. who I really enjoy, but that character is just... What is the point of her? Just to have bad things happen? And she has no plot line. She's like...
That we know of. Because it seems like, you know, she's gearing up for revenge. I guess she's starting her own type of plotting... From that's
so they take five seasons to get her to do stuff.
It better be fucking. It better have a good payoff. That's all I gotta say.
I'm saying, like, if she goes into the revenge business, I'm gonna be really happy. But like, five seasons of her literally doing nothing other than making everyone that watch Game of Thrones say, "What the hell is the purpose of you, woman?"
No.
Like. If they have
she's
to spend
gonna end
five
up being like the Punisher at the end of the season.
I will be excited to see that.
It better happen like on episode 2. By episode 2, she better be rocking a skull t-shirt and slicing people left her. She doesn't have to go around with a gun. Obviously, that's not a thing.
No, I think she should go around with a gun. In the fantasy world, she made her own gun.
She made like a magical gun with like fire breath.
Exactly.
Yeah, that and Melisandre. So I thought, like you mentioned that, I thought she was dead. But Melisandre's in it, which I'm excited about. And also, who else?
Everyone was in it.
Pretty much everybody was in it.
All of the Lannisters that you... if you've watched Game of Thrones, all the characters, obviously, that haven't died yet.
And there were some mentions of the ones that had already. They also Frank.
They didn't show Jon Snow, did they?
They showed the corpse of Jon Snow.
Ah, okay.
And also
the worst kept secret in all of
pretty
everything
much,
is
know,
he's coming.
I'm not even bothered, you know, to justify that with a spoiler alert warning.
But it doesn't. Everyone, it's the worst kept secret of all time.
It really
time.
Is. I mean, like, there's pictures of it like everywhere. Like the, you know what? Anyway, so point is, it's not a secret. And also the Franken Mountain. Did you catch that?
The
mountain is now like a zombie, or if I remember.
Oh, the character, the mountain. I was like, what mountain?
The mountain.
What mountain?
The guy mountain.
The character.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I said. The Franken mountain. Why would you make a walking mountain? Like I said, Franken
it's
mountain.
Game of Thrones. They have like walking ice creatures.
I suppose, but either way. So Franken Mountain. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with that.
I don't know that I'm not super excited for this season because they've literally killed off all but two characters that I like. So I don't know that I'm gonna really like be into it. I think I'm gonna be like I'm gonna wait till people watch an episode and then when they come back and like tell me what's happening in the episode, I'll be like, oh. Yeah, I guess I'll go back. I'll go watch that.
My whole thing was from all the way back to season one, the whole winter is coming and how like the ice zombies are coming or the White Walkers. They're ice zombies. Yeah, so that's my focus on. I mean, yeah, all the other characters are cool and, you know, we get, you know, like you get shocked when certain characters get offed. But my whole thing is I want to see how this whole thing plays out with the Ice Walkers.
I mean, I'm curious to see what will happen there as well. But this show's never really... That's always been, like, one day they'll come sort of thing. So everything else was based on these characters. But, like, I remember the very first episode, I was like, hey, you know, what's his face? The patriarch of the Stark family. I was like, oh, he's really cool. And then 2 minutes later, his head gets chopped off.
Yeah.
Which, obviously, I guess sucked me into the series. But I'm like, all right, great. Now who do I root for? And then every time you root for someone on the show, they get killed off. So it got really annoying to me after the fourth season. And then going into the fifth season, I started watching everything on like on what I like to call the lazy watch. So like it's on, but you know, you're on your iPod and you're on, or it's not your iPod, you're on your iPhone, you're on your tablet, and you're like, okay, let me check out what's going on Twitter. Oh wait, hey, this is people I want to see. What's happening here?
Yeah.
So that's basically what happened.
There's
to me.
That too, but there's also like a certain minor characters that you kind of get interested in. That's what I feel like I got more interested in some of the minor characters and got curious about what their whole story is, and you know, that's what kept drawing me.
I just want to know what happened to Hodor.
Yeah, that's exactly one of those. He's not a one of the minor characters, like Hodor. Remember that, was it the three sisters that were getting revenge on because they're
The sand people or
the
whatever.
Sand people. Yeah, yeah. So like I dug what that was going on with them, and I was also digging with the bastard son of the Baratheon. Didn't he get offed, right? Remember the one that he was the blacksmith's son? In like season one or two or something like that?
Yeah, sorry. I'm blank right now.
Yeah, so then I don't remember if he got killed off, but you lose track of some of these minor characters. But I hope for like their reemergence later on through the series.
Well, I know. So, literally in this freaking thing, anything can apparently happen. So
yeah.
I guess we'll find out sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I hope so.
It comes out, by the way, Game of Thrones, the new season 6, starts on April 24th. So make sure and keep an eye out for that.
Absolutely. And now we have... we're moving into Marvel territory.
So Franco is a Marvel fanboy. If you've not watched this channel before, there's gonna be a lot of fanboying happens because you know fanboy. So
and
just
we
be
fanboy
prepared.
Hard.
Just be
all
prepared.
Right. So now we're moving on to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Kind of shitty segue there, but anyway. So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Quick recap on what happened and was it last week?
Right.
Yeah, so essentially there was an Inhuman that who had visions and can transfer those visions to other people by touch. Geekity. And basically Daisy was grabbed onto him at some point and
he was getting kidnapped by
Hydra. Yeah,
or not? Was it? Are they still Hydra?
They're Hydra. Okay. I don't care how you paint it.
But they said they're not Hydra.
Yeah, well,
or is it the new and improved Hydra?
There was Hydra logos all over the damn base. I mean, it's freaking Hydra.
Okay, fine.
So we're going with Hydra. So then, Daisy now saw this whole series of events play out, and her trying to stop it. I liked the way that they kind of, they took a route where they were doing everything they could to eliminate Daisy from the equation, and by doing that, avoiding whatever mishaps or unfortunate events were foreseen to occur, or that were going to occur. But then they copped out and kind of.
I guess they needed her in the end, but I'm not 100% sure, like why. Because May had
a thing,
an attachment to her ex-fiance or
her ex-husband,
and she like had to be with him before he turned into
Which is why I'm saying it seemed like a cop out to tell the truth. As much as I like the show, and it's that sort of felt lazy to tell you the truth. Like,
I mean, it was a little odd. I don't.
And that kind of further proved like the whole thing where the future is set sort of thing, and no matter what, it's gonna play out Because everything that she saw in the vision happened exactly. There wasn't like other shows where you have like this future vision and then and the end of the show, the vision has somehow been altered. No, this one played out exactly how she saw it. If so-and-so got shot, so-and-so got shot. Things of that nature. So it was almost word for word or you know, play by play
of the visions. I guess, but I don't know. It was weird. Plus, yeah. I'm still trying to figure out what is happening between Fitz and Simmons. Like, are they getting to, like, what's their relationship right now? Are they friends? Are they not friends? Because they held hands in this episode, so.
Yeah.
And in the episode, like, previous episodes, they're like, okay, let's just start from scratch and we'll be cool again. Like,
I don't think the writers even know the truth because
I'm sure they know. It's just maybe they're trying to do that whole the moonlighting curse where like they got all the characters together too soon and then no one watched the show anymore. Yeah. So is that what's
sort of like or like Castle where like I was totally into the show.
Hey,
I
don't mess with Castle.
No, I was totally into the show up until they got together and then I was like
it has maybe
it's sort of like I am not that into the show anymore.
I agree.
And not to say that's the whole reason why I watched the show.
It really wasn't.
It's just sort of like, okay, like the whole dynamic between them, you know, the cat and mouse.
Well, type they spent of like 5 years of the will they won't.
Right, and then it happened, and then you're like, okay, where do we go from here? And then it's like, then it becomes like the like sort of like couple bickering thing. So
I don't mind. No, there have been good shows with couple bickering.
Yeah,
so
there have been.
There's nothing wrong with couple bickering. My thing is. If they're going to play off this thing with Fitz and Simmons, like, mm-hmm. not being a thing, then make it that way. But, like, every episode, it's something really awkward that happens to make you think that they're together. And then at the end of the episode, it's like, oh, no, I take it back.
Right.
So it's mm-hmm. either...
Make up your damn mind.
Right, yeah, make up your mind. Move in a direction where they're not getting together, but at the end of the season, you give us hope.
Right.
Or put them together and then have them, like, have witty banter bickering with each other.
Right.
Like they have been first season.
They have the writers to pull off the witty banter. Yeah, they have good writers and everything. So, I mean, they can pull it off. And they're not the whole center. They're not at center stage for the overall plot of the show.
Right, they're supporting characters.
You can have them do their thing without, you know, messing with the dynamic of the entire show.
That's true.
So, I don't understand what the hell.
Although I do, because they did it with Bobby and what's his face?
Right.
So, and I'm really sad that they're gone, by the way. I really like them in the show. I know she's getting her own, spinoff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't...
Yeah, and
I'm not particularly. I don't think that I'm gonna wanna see the two of them in their own show, but
I'm reserving judgment.
I will reserve judgment because I like their characters. Yeah.
But that's kind of bittersweet because they're taking the place of Agent Carter, from my understanding. And as you know, as cheesy as that moment that show gets, I really dug it. And
it did get fairly.
Like the second season was kind of. I was excited with the first season to see how they were going and. And she was first starting out in the beginnings of S.H.I.E.L.D. But they never got past to her getting sort of like a foothold in like the leadership rung of that whole
organization. Yeah, it's a weird like.
Yeah,
I thought they would have like built on it even just like a little bit.
Yeah.
Because the first season, they sort of spent showing you girl power.
Right.
And then the second season, they were building on that whole girl power thing. But it's not... They never formed it into... And they never moved the story forward. It was just more of the girl power thing.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but I liked Agent Carter because it was that mm-hmm. show that was supposed to be the behind the scenes of how S.H.I.E.L.D. got started. Which is why I was... watching.
Right, and like going back to the whole girl power thing, it's the season one was a focused girl power. It's sort of like this is point A, this is point B, and this is Hayley Atwell with the chutzpah to get to from point A to point B. This one, it's so unfocused. It's her with, for the lack of a better word, running amok on how to get. And it's not, you know, it's not Hayley Atwell's fault as far as, you know, she did a good job with what she was given. But it's, it sort of seemed unfocused. And you had a villain that you didn't really give a crap about. And so, yeah, so I mean, that's that. Mm-hmm. But moving back to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm curious to see how they're going to tie that into Civil War. Because Civil War... Civil War is beginning of May, which it should be right around the same time of...
May 5th, right?
May 5th. So right. It's a season finale of... Yeah, it's a season finale of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, and I like how the other Marvel shows, like in Daredevil, they're kind of dropping little seeds here and there, like
They give you the very much, they tie in the universes together.
Well, they do, but like not so much like, for example, with what's her face, the district attorney, the one that, you know, the
right,
yeah, so she, like, her whole platform for running for, was it for mayor, was the whole superpowered people and, you know, kind of getting them under control in the city sort of thing, like, right. There was a, they didn't make a big deal of it, which is why I like, what I like about it, or they didn't get too preachy about it, but it's, they dropped hints, and then throughout the whole Marvel thing, they drop hints about what's,
About Civil War,
so then, until a final culmination when Civil War comes out, and that's what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that's what, one of the big things I like about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., is how they were able to tie in the movies a little bit more bluntly than they do with the other shows.
Well, yeah, because the DC shows, and I think they've already said it, that their characters don't interact with the movie universe, doesn't interact with the TV universe, but apparently the TV universe in DC is interacting with each other now because Flash was in Supergirl.
And wasn't CBS, Flash in...
And Flash has always been in Arrow, so... Right. That's always been happening. So, yeah. In the TV shows of DC, they've started going a lot more into the cross universe, and everything is happening at the same time, as mm-hmm. opposed to the DC movie and TV section.
Yeah.
But I do like that Marvel, like, I like the continuity that you have in all the shows. Like, everything's happening now, everything you can see, whether it's in Jessica Jones, whether it's in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., whether it's in Daredevil. When Punisher comes out, it'll probably be the same way. When Luke Cage comes out, it'll probably be the same way.
And I'm so curious to see continuity. I'm also sorry to cut you off, but yeah, I'm curious to see how the after effects, aftermath is what the word I was looking for. All right, I'm curious to see what the aftermath of Civil War and how that's going to affect Luke Cage, and see how that whole plot line goes. Because, I mean, supposedly this movie is supposed to be a game changer for the Marvel Universe, and they can't just brush it under the rug for Luke Cage. So I'm curious to see.
By the way, in case you're wondering, Jimmy Kimmel, like, this entire week, is doing Marvel Week, so he's going to have all of the Marvel characters that are going to be in the Marvel movies, so Civil War and Doctor Strange, and he's going to drop the new Doctor Strange trailer tomorrow night, or tonight.
Tonight, yes, because last night was Team Captain.
Right.
Tonight is actually going to be Doctor Strange.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yep.
Who else is excited about Benedict Cumberbatch's Doctor Strange, by the way?
Me.
It's just like the greatest thing in the world. I'm just saying. Yeah. I love Sherlock, so obviously I'm really excited, and him in Imitation Game and a bunch of other things.
Right.
But
no, he's got the acting chops, the hardcore acting.
I like that they're getting, like, these legit actors to be in these roles now. Because you remember back in the day, superhero movies had, like, a random guy and, like, really crappy writing. And you didn't really know what was happening. But now they're having, like, proper, like, award-winning actors in these roles. And actors are fighting for these roles. So, I like where they're going. And I like the new Doctor Strange thing that's coming out. Because they're not focusing on just their big characters.
Mm-hmm.
They're focusing on some of the other, like, niche and cooler characters that not everyone might know about.
And they're also taking risks on expanding it, not just with the science portion of it, and even like in Thor, he explains that what we call science, or what was it? It's just that, like for example, like the hammer and shit like that. It's not magic. It's a science that we don't understand yet. Right. So they explain it as science, but now they're expanding that and they're actually taking risks. And with Doctor Strange, there's no science there. It's actual magic.
He is a legitimate magician.
The Sorcerer Supreme. So he's he's not.
Did you see him in his costume?
Yes.
It was
And then he
looked official, people. In case you were wondering, he looks. Google it right now. We'll pop it up right here.
Yeah.
But he is like legit.
Yeah, and I like the fact that they're not making a cinematic version of the costume. This is pretty much a one-to-one costume. He had the whole flaps and stuff coming off of his cape.
He looks exactly like he got pulled out of a comic book.
Yeah, and that's why I like Marvel, because they know their material, and they're willing to bet on their material because they believe that their material is good.
Well, these books have sold, you know, millions of copies, so if it's not broken,
don't
fix it.
Tell freaking DC that.
I'm not telling DC that.
Well, all right.
I'm sure they'll.
The fans believe in these. That's why Batman vs Superman made $500 million, because people believe in these characters.
That's true.
You know, so it's like don't.
The movie may have been garbage, but people came out to see
because of the characters. And then you know a lot of them left disappointed, but that's for another story. That's for another time. Yeah, and now since we're on movies, let's continue that with Fantastic Beasts.
I am a Harry Potter fanboy. Just so you know, Franco is kind of, but I am like I am too. Harry Potter, what Franco is to Marvel.
Right, so, and there was a lot of girlish squealing when we saw the trailer.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
You can watch that video.
There's no judging there, but there was some girlish squealing.
The trailer was pretty, the teaser.
The teaser?
Not the trailer.
Teaser trailer?
The teaser was pretty, it was a teaser.
It was a teaser.
Yeah, the teaser was pretty cool. You got to see what the direction is for Fantastic Beasts, so you know it's not in the modern era, so they're not. He's not going to run into Harry Potter next week. Daniel Radcliffe's not going to be, like, around the corner.
A twinkle in his father's eye.
It's true. This is taking place, you know, back in the day. Eddie Redmayne, who is really, you know, a really good actor, Oscar-nominated, is, you know, in the lead role. So they added some really good actors to it. Colin Farrell, who's apparently still acting.
That was a
good surprise.
A pleasant surprise, yes.
Yeah. He's in it as well. He looks like the baddie, but look, it's a teaser, so you don't know who the baddie is quite yet. So,
And since they're wizards, they could all potentially look like baddies, in all honesty.
Yeah. And it looked really nice as well, like in terms of costuming, and like I said, it's set back in the day, so like all the sets in New York, they've moved to New York from London now.
Right.
So all the sets and stuff look really cool, just based on the trailer. So
yeah.
I'm really excited to see
all of the excited.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, and, you know, I like that Warner Brothers is holding back this time around. But it's still early.
It is a teaser.
Warner Brothers lately seems to have this sort of, like, habit of, let's throw everything at them, and hopefully one of the few things that we show them will stick.
Well, I mean, I think that's just the way, like, trailers and movies are being marketed nowadays.
Yeah, that's true.
Every movie's like that. Like, you go on Jimmy Kimmel, for example, and Jimmy Kimmel wants something new to show that no one else has. Or you go to, you know, X talk show or Y talk show, and everyone wants something different than what other people have had.
That is true.
So now it's difficult to freaking see a movie. Like, it's hard to, like, keep not just the secret of a movie, but it's hard as a fan to, you know, to keep away from seeing all of this new stuff that you don't necessarily want to see already.
Right. However, there's like a There's an exception, like, say, for example, 10 Cloverfield Lane. That movie came out of left field.
Let's not talk about that
movie. So, yeah. I'm not a fan. Oh, you are. I thought it was pretty...
It was fine. It was okay. It was fine.
All right.
He has nothing else to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but, yeah, there's that... There's this weird, like, I don't know why they have to show us everything. And they kind of did it the same way with the last trailer for Suicide Squad that just came out this week as well. That one, it was... They already sold me with the second trailer.
I was excited.
Right, like, I'm still excited to see it, but it's sort of like, let's check off shit that I'm already saw. It's sort of like I'm almost going with a mental checklist when I go see these movies, because now I'm like, all right, saw that. Well, I haven't seen this, so I'm with that, but it must be the very next thing that's coming out. So,
and I don't, is it because we're jaded and we watch these things? I don't think so, because everyone mentions. It, like, they were mentioned seeing new things all the time, and this, like, the third trailer?
This is the third trailer.
The third trailer for Suicide Squad. Like, the trailer was really cool. Like, you get to see that it's not as super dark as they were portraying it in, like, the first trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting that vibe from it, and I think one of the knocks of the DC movies is that all of them are, like, really, really dark. And they're all super serious. Like, if you've ever watched a DC superhero movie, it's always at nighttime.
And so everybody hates that they have this superpower or they have this responsibility.
Everyone's super conflicted about what's happening in their life. Like, it's always this, like, really heavy
burden.
Thing.
Like, if I was Superman, maybe that's what, obviously, you know, if I was Superman, I you know... It'd be cool to do something that nobody else can do, you know? It's sort of like, do something fun with it,
you know? No, but I get it, but, like, every movie doesn't have to be about how depressing your powers are.
Exactly.
Or how depressing, or how you feel alone in the universe. Like, it doesn't have to be like that. And I think with this Suicide Squad, movie, and with the new trailers, like, the Queen one, which was really cool, and it was fun because of the song.
Right.
And now with this third one, I think that they're trying to show that it's not going to be this slit your wrist sort of movie. Like, you're going to go in and you're going to come out really depressed. So
yeah,
I was really excited about that.
Except I was totally excited. I'm on board with it as well. But I don't like that. All right. It's okay. It's a third trailer. You got a new song. Ballroom Blitz was the song, I think, that they used.
Sure.
The only thing is, it's okay to recycle some of the images that you or scenes you've already shown in the other two trailers, maybe with a little twist to match the song. But don't show the entire trailer is all new footage. They're like, I don't remember seeing anything that I hadn't, that it was all new. Like, I don't understand why they have to do that.
I'm excited to see it,
and I'm definitely gonna see it probably on opening night. More than likely, I'm definitely gonna see it all opening night, because it does look good enough to go watch it and, you know, brave the crowds.
It's just, if they come out with like a fourth or a fifth trailer, people,
I probably
just
won't
turn
watch
it off.
Exactly.
Run
right.
away. Do,
yeah.
Like, when does it come out?
August.
August.
It comes out in August.
Right, August.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If they can resist the urge to show you the rest of the movie, before August, then great. Let's hope that they don't. But luckily, I think they learned from Batman vs. Superman, and they're not telling you they're not giving you the entire story in the trailer, so that works.
Unless, you know, trailer 4 is going to be the credits of
that's
the
true.
Movie. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, and just some quick hitters, just in case you missed it. We have had some cool things happen. If you watched the MTV Awards, Movie Awards, if you knew they were still on, I honestly...
Apparently it was the 25th year.
I didn't know.
I stopped.
I never actually, I don't remember.
No, I used to watch them
saw.
Religiously until...
They were cool when you were younger, but now it's a weird show.
Yeah, so it's weird, and it's sort of like... It's more of a promotional type deal, like...
I'm curious if they got viewers, because I mean... They hired The Rock and Kevin Hart were the hosts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are probably the two biggest stars right now in terms of movies outside of, like, probably DiCaprio or something. But,
yeah.
in terms of box office, they're huge stars, and I'm just curious to know if anyone watched it. I didn't even check the numbers.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't even bother. I mean, the only reason why I even saw it is because I saw on Facebook or something that Salt and Pepper were performing, and they're surrounded by a bunch of Deadpools, and I thought that, you know, that'd be cool to watch. That was literally like a 10-second thing just to give Ryan Reynolds a reward. I mean, an award for best comedic performance as Deadpool. Now, it's sort of like it would have been awkward if somebody else had won that, or even if it was just left it as a performance on its own.
Well, no. Well, obviously they know who's gonna win before the show happens, so they craft everything to around it.
Right.
The only people that don't know that they're gonna win are like some of the other categories, but like if it's something that they produce, like that whole Deadpool thing, then they know he's gonna win, so that's why they did that.
Yeah,
so
this whole,
it's like some fake foreshadowing.
Yeah, whatever. I'm somewhat over MTV.
But either way, it happened, and in case you missed it, The Rock, who signed a deal to star in Black Adam, he's rocking a Black Adam t-shirt, so that was cool. It was the I guess you got to see him with the lightning bolt on his chest. So.
Would that be considered an Easter egg of sorts?
I guess, but that is definitely foreshadowing.
Yes.
So for those of you, I'm very, very, very curious to see what The Rock does as Black Adam. And I'm curious to see how that movie's going to come about, because Black Adam is probably one of my favorite DC characters.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really curious to see what happens with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's really funny. I hope they have Kevin Hart in the Black Adam movie too, because the juxtaposition if between The Rock in this Black Adam shirt and Kevin Hart next to him, it's probably one of the greatest things you'll see in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of, well, not so much an Easter egg.
Superheroes.
Speaking of superheroes.
Continuing with our theme.
Of superheroes. We recently found out that Marvel has agreed to allow Sony to use some of the MCU characters in the next Spider-Man movie.
Now, they haven't said which characters yet.
And I'm thinking, a conspiracy.
Be careful, people.
Yeah,
be
careful. You go. Put on your seatbelts. So, what I'm thinking is, so Marvel has agreed to this. But since they haven't mentioned who they're going to use, I'm thinking that they're using this to keep Sony on a leash for them not to get too crazy with their storylines or to, you know, pretty much rein them in. Because if they start getting out of line and start getting all uppity, well, we own the character.
Okay, calm down. I don't think that's what they're doing.
Here's what it is.
Okay.
They're gonna pull out Thor and this and the other and stick them with like Squirrel Girl or some like D level character.
Sony doesn't own Thor, so they can't pull out Thor.
No, what I'm saying is they'll have some weird, like, convoluted plot that makes no sense and then fight Marvel on it.
I think it's just I think it's just business. I think it's legitimately that's all it is.
And that's the problem when it gets too much business.
I think it's just business. Sony's superhero movies, outside of, like, the first Spider-Man movie, they've stopped making money because no one likes any of them.
Right.
If you've seen any of them, they're all pretty bad. Even the first Spider-Man wasn't really good.
I thought the first
It wasn't good. Right.
But
either way, they weren't making as much money as the Avengers and all of those characters. And Spider-Man is arguably Marvel's hugest character. Like, every little kid growing up knew Spider-Man or knows Spider-Man. So I think in an attempt to make more money, first of all, for them, and second of all, just so that the Marvel guys weren't so annoyed and pissed off at them, I think what they're doing is collaborating now so that, hey, Marvel, come in and help us out with the movie. And give us some guidance on where we want to go. Obviously, we still own the character and we're going to do whatever we want to. But all of your movies are these mega blockbuster hits with, mm-hmm. you know, people selling tons of merchandise and X, Y, and Z, and we need to bring this back to Spider-Man. And then Marvel, obviously, owning the Spider-Man franchise and the character and wanting to...
As long as it's not in the movies.
As long as it's not in the movies. In terms of, they have created, it's their character. I think Marvel came in saying, okay, stop messing up Spider-Man. We're going to help you out for sure. Mm-hmm. And hopefully they'll take the guidance and it'll be a happy marriage. But we're kind of seeing the happy marriage now because, I mean, Spider-Man...
The movie hasn't come out yet.
But Spider-Man popped up in the Civil War
and
trailer.
And they did it really well. And, you know.
Yeah, so you never... They could be on, you know, really good terms in the new Spider-Man movie that's going to come out. It's going to be really good, so...
Well, I'm hopeful, but I like the fact that they haven't mentioned the characters. Because it'll keep Sony in a leash. That's my take on it. Yeah.
Wow. Way to be a pessimist. Man.
Yeah.
Way
well, to be a pessimist. I'm cautious, is what I should say. Because Sony doesn't have the best track record. So, yeah. So, if you've been listening on this thus far.
If you spent that last however long on this lovely, what seemed to be a rant.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we definitely appreciate it.
It's true.
And it don't feel like you have to be tied into just the YouTube channel. We also have a podcast, which will be posting this whole thing with the same, you know, bookmarks and everything.
You can get us to go.
Exactly. So if you're not stuck attached to your phone all the time, you can listen to us on the drive to work.
Not attached to their phone all the time.
Or iPad or television or whatever.
Huh.
So yeah. What?
I didn't know we were on TV.
Yeah, well, however. We are on Apple TV, so there.
I guess.
Yeah. So then there's that. So you can listen to us on the podcast and, you know...
Watch us on the YouTube
or
like
on the
YouTube, doing.
Exactly, which we appreciate it. So yeah, comment below what you thought on any of the topics that we spoke about. And
if there's anything else you want us to check
exactly
out
right.
that we should be watching that we didn't know, that we didn't mention.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know more than us because we're just two people and you're a
collective.
Lot more. Yeah. You're like the Borg, except... Actually, no, they might just be equally as scary.
Mm-hmm, possibly. So yeah. Well, again, thanks everybody for watching. Please like and subscribe. And on that note, we're out of here.